What was your original crime?
Assault and battery.
He wanted a place to hide out.
Where have you been?
Yeah, we had an apartment together.
She wanted a live-in boyfriend.
So you're telling me the entire time that you lived together, he didn't pay?
Yep.
You allowed him, somebody who you knew had a criminal history, to live with you. And now you want the courts to fix that?
Judge Judy.
What are you, crazy?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 18-year-old student Sarah Parker is suing her ex-fiancé, 20-year-old cook Eric Rodman, for unpaid rent, stealing money from her ATM, and mental anguish. Eric is countersuing, also for unpaid rent.
Order. All rise. Your Honor, this is case number 20 on the calendar in the matter of Parker versus Rodman. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Folks, have seats, please.
Ms. Parker, the only thing that I've been able to decipher from your complaint is that you say Mr. Rodman, who is your former fiancé, owes you some money for some bills.
Yeah.
Mr. Rodman has a cross-complaint for money that he says you owe him because he took a loan from his mother for something. You were supposed to pay half the loan. All right, let's get to the bills you claim he owes you.
We had three bills from the gas and electric, phone and cable. When I moved out, we were supposed to be paying month by month, but Eric never had a job, so I got behind on them. He was supposed to pay them with me half each month, and they ended up really, really high and ruined my credit.
When do you claim you lived together that you accumulated those bills?
I think it was October to May.
Of what year?
1999, so 2000.
You lived in this apartment together?
Yep.
Is that right?
From April of 2000 to August of 2000, I was living with my mother, paying her rent. I have a rent receipt for
okay.
that.
Okay, well, what about from October 99 until April of 99?
Yeah, we had an apartment together, but I did have a job, and the deal was I paid the rent and she paid the bills because she had a brand new car that she was paying for at the time.
Did you pay the rent?
Yes, I did pay the rent.
No, he did not. None of the times. I have receipts from both apartments and my bank statement, which shows that I paid the rent every single month the whole time we were together.
Well, what did you do with the money that he was making?
He has a serious heroin drug habit, and he goes off and buys his drugs and does what he wants. He never had a job even any of the time. Like, I think he had a job for 2 weeks once and another job for 2 weeks, and he each time got fired and lied to me. I used to bring him to his work, and he never even had a job. He used to leave and go to his friend's house.
So what are you coming here almost 2 years later for? Where have you been?
He was in jail, I think it was for 6 months, and I filed it right after he got out.
Actually, I was incarcerated for 4.5 months, Your Honor. And I
for what?
Was violation of probation.
That's not what it was for.
You don't go to jail for violation of probation?
Yeah, for minor possession of alcohol, and they violated my probation for it, and I had a suspended sentence.
Mr. Rodman, are you telling me you went to jail for minor possession of alcohol?
They violated my probation for that, and I had a suspended
sentence. No, that's not what I asked you. What was your original crime?
Assault and battery.
That's better.
That's not even it.
I got into a fight with another person we both got charged for.
And how long was your probation?
2 years.
That's a long period of probation. Did you serve any jail time?
Yes, I did.
How long?
4.5 months.
I'm not talking about when they violated you, sir. I'm talking about on the original assault charge.
No, I didn't.
It was straight probation.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, you want to tell me, Ms. Parker, what he was in jail for?
He assaulted a minor, sexual assault on a minor. He grabbed a minor, she was like 14, and they pressed charges on him, and that's what violated him. Because he had a whole bunch of suspended sentences, like three of them piled up. And that was the final withdrawal that they sent him to jail for. He was always in trouble.
Well, this doesn't speak well of your judgment.
No, doesn't.
So you're telling me the entire time that you lived together, he didn't pay? Your agreement was that you were going to share this apartment?
Right. Yep.
And go 50-50?
Yep.
In October of 1999, did he give you half the rent?
No.
In November of 1999, did he give you half the rent?
No.
December, did he give you half the rent?
No.
January, did he give you half the rent?
No.
February, did he give you half the rent?
No.
March, did he give you half the rent?
No.
April, did he give you half the rent?
No.
So what do you want from me? Listen to me, Ms. Parker.
Yes.
As young as you are, you allowed him, somebody who you knew had a criminal history, somebody who you used to take to work, and then found out that he didn't even go to his job. Mm-hmm. You allowed him to continue to live with you, mm-hmm. eat your food, use your phone, use your cable, and everything else, 2 years ago.
Yep.
And now you want the courts to fix that.
I just want him to pay the bills. I'm not asking for all the rent. I just want the bills that I got my credit ruined for. I got stuck paying all these bills on my own. I'm not asking for all the rent that he never paid.
But you knew he wasn't going to pay it. You continued to let him live there, knowing he wasn't paying a dime. You finally left, right?
Yeah, I left.
You working?
Yes, I am.
Great. You living alone?
I have a roommate, a girl.
Smart.
A girl.
Really smart.
Yes.
Have you ever been incarcerated?
No.
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
When you have somebody that you say is a drug abuser, a loafer, a user.
Yes.
Show him the door. Right away.
My father had just recently passed away, and I was really emotionally disturbed. And I was also under the age, so I couldn't have an apartment without somebody who was above the age of 18.
Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you?
I was 16.
When you were living with him, you were 16?
I turned 17. Well, I was 16 and 17.
17. Were you 17 in 1999?
The end of it.
You were 16 before?
Mm-hmm.
And how old was he?
19. 18 and 19?
18, Your Honor.
Who signed the lease?
He signed it, but he was my co-signer type or deal.
I never signed a lease, Your Honor. That's false.
Yes, he did.
How could you sign a lease?
You can move into, if there's a co-signer of the age of 18, you're allowed to.
And is that what you did?
Yeah.
Her mother had signed a lease, Your Honor. I never signed any lease.
I didn't even know my mom barely at the time.
Did you sign the lease at all?
No, I didn't, Your Honor. My name was never on the lease.
Why not?
Because she didn't want me to be on the lease, and that's the reason why. That's when I stopped paying the rent, when she would not put my name on lease, because she kept repeatedly kicking me out of the house.
If he stopped paying the rent, then why is he suing me for supposedly
I would like to
rent?
Know how you paid.
Shh, don't speak to each other. All right, Mr. Rodman, let me hear about your cross complaint.
My mother had lent us $850 for two months' rent.
When?
That was in, I believe, November of 1999, in December of 1999.
November or December, your mother lent you $850.
It says February and March in his complaint.
You'll show me. All right, your mother lent you $850.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, and how did that come about?
I had asked her to borrow the money for rent because we were 2 months behind.
Asked who?
My mother.
And she gave you the $850?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you ever have a conversation with Mr. Rodman's mother about a loan of $850?
No.
To the best of your knowledge, did his mother ever give you $850?
No.
For rent?
No, never even at money at all.
Do you have a canceled check from your mother?
No, she gave us cash, Your Honor.
She didn't give both of you anything. Where is your mother?
Home.
Well, why isn't she here?
She did not want to come on the show.
Really? So how am I supposed to make a determination as to whether or not she loaned $850 to the two of you? Hama?
Well, she wrote a paper saying, signed everything that she lent us the money on agreement that we would pay it back, and I paid the
I don't care what she did. I don't even... Is there a notary stamp on there?
No, there's not.
Get out of here.
Your Honor.
How do I know that he didn't write it?
You don't.
What, are you crazy?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sarah Parker says ex-fiancé Eric Rodman stole money from her ATM while they lived together. Sarah also claims Eric physically abused her.
Let me see your bills.
Two of them came from the credit company, so...
Let me see your bank statement, please.
It shows every month, the month to month that I paid.
You also say at some point, Ms. Parker, that he withdrew $250 out of your bank account without your permission. That I'd like to hear about.
One day I went to the bank to check, put some money in, and they said that I had all these checks bouncing. And I go, you know, how could that be? I have all the money in there. And they said, well, this is your total, and they gave me the total. I was missing a whole sum of money, $250. I didn't know the exact amount at that time. So I went to Eric, and he goes, well, I have something to tell you. I withdrew the $250 to buy marijuana with, which got stolen in an argument before out of a kid's car that got arrested.
So what did you do at that point?
There was a big argument. He told me he would pay me it back. that he would find some money, that he would just pay me back for it, and I haven't seen any of it.
That's not true, Your Honor. We had a joint account. It wasn't her account. It was both of our accounts.
Where were you working?
I was working at Wholesale Groceries at the time.
Wholesale Groceries. What were you doing?
I was a selector. I stocked the trucks.
You stocked trucks, and you worked continuously? Now, you better be careful what you tell me. That's a very, very easy thing to verify, sir.
No, I didn't work there that long.
Right. How long did you work there? Very easy
for
thing to verify.
About two and a half months.
Where else did you work during that period?
Warehouse.
How long did you work there?
About 4 months.
When?
I don't remember the exact dates.
Bull.
That was over two years ago.
You telling me she's making up this whole story about you withdrawing $250 out of her account?
No, I withdrew the money, but it was my money. We had a joint account.
He was on there because I was underage. To get an ATM card, I needed him to sign it. He never deposited anything on there. He didn't even know the account number. The bank lady wrote the numbers on here because he didn't know them.
Where were you working at the time, Ms. Parker?
At Bickford's in Westfield as a waitress. I also went to school full-time, and I got Social Security from my dad passing away, which was $585 a month.
A month. Is there ever a period of time of more than 2 weeks when you were not working?
Never, not even a day. I worked two jobs at some points.
Now, when you took out these accounts for gas, electric, and phone, is that when you moved into the apartment?
Yes.
And when you moved into the apartment, you were a minor?
Yes.
Just curious, how come you didn't have him sign up for the...
Because his mom, he said that his mom used, when they were younger, his name because hers were ruined. So his got ruined because of his mom, is what he said.
You mean his credit?
Yes. So he ruined mine.
Okay. Since you were a minor and he was not, you could not contract between the two of you that you could be would be solely responsible for the bills. Otherwise, I would hold you solely responsible for the bills if you had reached your majority. Mm-hmm. You did not. And he lived there. And therefore, sir, I'm holding you responsible for those bills. In addition to those bills, I'm holding you responsible for the $250. What I'm not holding him responsible for, Ms. Parker, is the remainder of your claim, which is for $5,000, for the emotional distress that he put you through.
He went while I was at work one day and decided he was going to rent a VCR that I ended up could not return because they wouldn't take it unless I gave him payment, the payments that he never paid, because we lived in a second apartment together, which he's forgetting about, which was for May, and I had to put down all the rent money for that. He said that he was getting this landscaping job, which he worked at for a week and a half, and that he would be making enough money to pay me back for the $1,200 to move into that second apartment of ours. So we decided...
This is after he didn't pay you for all the months prior to that.
We got evicted from our apartment, and I need somewhere to live to go to school.
This is after he didn't pay you October, November, December, all those months that he went back, according to him, to his mother in May, and then you rented another apartment with him?
I need somewhere to live to go to school.
Paying any bills, though.
There comes a point when you have to take responsibility for your own actions. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? You have to take responsibility.
But the VCR was his, under his name, his everything, and I had
to. So why'd you pay for it?
Because they wouldn't take it back. They came to the house when
He got it. Why did you gratuitously give them any money?
Because they started fighting with me over it.
They got the VCR back, Your Honor. It was a $15 payment. It wasn't.
Just
no,
a second.
It was actually...
What difference does it make? I don't know why you paid for him. He's a loser.
Stupid. Yeah, I know.
He's a loser. Mm-hmm. It's a gratuitous payment. I don't know why you paid for him.
What about... he has my sweatsuit.
Stop, Ms. Parker, please.
It's from when I went to high school.
You sound like a very grown-up girl. Maybe you're getting smarter, but forget loser. Sounds to me as if you're not a loser.
No, but I'm out a lot of money of it.
Well, you made a lot of misjudgments, Ms. Parker.
Yes, I know I did.
Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,292. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
He's too busy spending his money on drugs, shooting up. Check his arms.
Yeah, I had a drug problem, but she knew about it before we even got together.
He's a jerk. Loser.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Barton versus Williams. Step forward.
29-year-old office manager Pamela Barton is suing former friend, 29-year-old forklift operator Daryl Williams, for the cost of a motorcycle he wrecked in a race.
According to your complaint, Ms. Barton, you loaned the defendant last May a second motorcycle that you had.
Yes.
And I understand that what you do with these motorcycles is you race them.
Yes.
Around the track.
I drag race them, and he round tracks. He used to drag race.
In any event, you wrecked it, right?
Yes.
How much after you borrowed it did you wreck it?
What do you mean by that, Ayanna?
You borrowed it on a Monday, you wrecked it on a Tuesday.
I did not wreck it, I was wrecked. The gentleman hit me.
I don't care. It was wrecked while your behind was on the seat, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. You wrecked it at a race?
Yes.
A race around the track?
Yes, but there's a lot of risk involved in that race. And she understood that risk when she let me borrow the bike.
Don't tell me what she understood. You don't read into what's in her mind. Did you have a discussion with her about the risks involved and that she agreed to assume the risk if something happened to the bike?
She understood the risk involved.
Don't say that again. I don't want to hear what she understood. Well, I want to hear the conversation.
She knew that the risk...
No, listen to me. Okay, let's talk about operation of the mind.
Okay,
operation of the mind is what she knew, what she thought, what she understood, what she conjured up. You can't go into her mind. I want to hear about conversation. Conversation. You wanted to borrow the bike. I'm going to lend you the bike. I will assume the risk if something happens. No one will assume the risk if something happens, or it was not discussed at all.
It was understood.
All right, so I'm not getting anywhere with Mr. Williams. He borrowed the bike.
Yes.
Tell me about the call when he wrecked the bike.
Before we even loaded the bike, me and my husband were there, and I made sure that he specifically understood that...
Don't tell me understood!
Okay.
Tell me what was said.
I said to him that if you wreck the bike, Daryl, you know that you're going to be made to pay for the bike. He said yes. He brought the motorcycle back, and I asked him outside when he was going to fix the bike, and he said basically that he would pay me when he got his taxes. And I guess about a week later, he was just going to purchase the parts for my motorcycle. And about a week later, I called him and I said, Daryl, I said, when is your taxes coming in? He says, well, I don't get $2,000 in taxes. I had to pay in $2,000. And then he never called me back after he said that he would make some sort of payment. And then I called him again, left a message on his phone. He never called me back. Called him again, and the girl answered the phone. Well, first he answered the phone, and he pretended like he didn't know who I was. And then some girl got on the phone. She started talking in Spanish. Then
Stop right there. You know, I can think of an interesting defense for him. He won't wash, but it's an interesting defense. According to you, he said to you after the bike was wrecked, I will pay for the parts when I get my taxes.
Yes.
And according to you, he never got his tax refund because he actually had to pay in. So that could be a defense. It was impossibility of performance of his agreement because he never got a tax refund. Wouldn't that be an interesting defense?
Yes, ma'am.
Not. Let me see the bike. Let me see the damage.
Okay, I have pictures before and after the bike was wrecked.
Williams, Mr.
Would you like
Williams.
To see that? Look, Williams. Estimates also?
What? Yeah,
the
sure.
Estimates.
Come. This is not a very hard case. I was just trying to get to a defense here. Right. Nice bike. You're lucky you weren't really hurt.
Yes, ma'am.
And I assume that you can't get insurance on these bikes because of the purpose for which they are used,
no,
which is racing.
I used to have insurance on the bike, but then I stopped riding it around the street, and I only took it to the track, so I dropped the insurance because I never rode it on the street anymore. And I stopped racing that bike when I loaned it to Daryl Williams.
Damage to the bike, according to your receipts, you have one estimate for $2,886 and one for $2,279?
Yes. And then there's a third one also in there. The $2,886 was the first one, the first estimate that I got.
Okay, so the lowest estimate is $2,279.
Yes.
You happy with this company, Cycles Unlimited?
Yes.
Very good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,279.37. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I was going into the turn, and the guy come from outside and clipped my front end.
It's not really dangerous if you know what you're doing.
I feel like I got shafted today.
He feels like he's been shafted. How does he think I feel with a wrecked motorcycle?